the next item on the list, which is another happy moment, 1185.
Accept Salmon Safe certification for the City of Portland.
Okay. Come on up, Ms. Anderson. And let me say that again, this is a proud day for us as a city. In 2013, I made a pledge at World Environment Day that we would become a Salmon Safe city. And now we've done it. We're the first Salmon Safe certified municipality in the country. We've made a commitment to do what we do in terms of public works and investments and maintenance in a way that actually protects the fish that is the symbol for many people of our part of the world. Certainly for Native people it is, and for the rest of us as well. So I want to thank our bureau directors who are here and the staff who have been working on this and to getting us to the point that we're the first and the best. And it's always nice when Portland is in that place. So thank you very much. Susan, I think you're on first.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Mayor, Council. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And with me are Leah Treat, Transportation Director, and Jane Vicari from BES, my partners on many different projects. Today, we're pleased to bring you this report on the city's Salmon Safe program. BPS acted, as we often do on a lot of different kinds of projects, as the convener, the nexus, and we worked with staff from several different bureaus to get through the certification process. More than a dozen different people from several different bureaus were involved. I'm going to briefly list all their names quickly, just their first names from the different bureaus. And if you're here, could you stand up or wave or something so council can recognize your hard work on this effort? So the list includes Caitlin and Melissa from BES, Mike from Water Bureau, Rich Grant from Transportation, Greg and Sean from Fire, Don and John from Fleet Services, Stacy and Larry from Procurement, Jamie and Sarah from Facilities, and from BPS, Debbie Bischoff and Roberta Jortner. In addition, Mike Abate and the Parks Bureau has been working on Salmon Safe for years, and maybe even back when you were on council originally. When they first came out with Salmon Safe, it was something that the Parks Bureau at that time embraced. They're seen as a model across the country. In addition, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that this effort was made possible in part by a grant from the Spirit Mountain Community Fund. And so we want to thank Spirit Mountain. Again, another partnership where we looked at, we wanted to do this work, but we wanted to build some kind of partnership with the community in order to be able to do it. So the report that you have in front of you was completed by Salmon Safe. Their science team did interviews with our staff. They examined city policies, our programs. They went out to various sites and facilities, and together we all identified various ways and options to improve our policies and practices. The report outlines how each bureau is going to focus on different practices, everything, and they'll talk a little bit more about it, from stormwater runoff to water efficiency, pesticide reduction, water quality protection, and other work. So again, the five bureaus that were participating were BES, Transportation, the Water Bureau, Fire and Rescue, and OMF. You know, I think we're going to see this certification pay off in some really specific ways. One of the things it's going to do is allow us to walk our talk. We spend a lot of time working with other companies and industries throughout the community in terms of resource conservation and watershed health. We need to be able to say we're actually doing what we're telling other people to do. This will help us to be more transparent, and it will provide some very clear standards. So to close, I just wanted to say that, again, Salmon Safe has been an opportunity for the bureaus to work together. We've learned a lot together, and I think it's another opportunity where when that happens, the people meet and they actually begin to form relationships, which then advances the work in those bureaus as they begin to share information on all sorts of different kinds of practices. So I'm going to turn it over to Leah and then to...
Great. Thank you. Leah Treat, Director of the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And we see Salmon Safe certification as an opportunity to further improve the environmental safeguards that PBOT already takes during our operations. My bureau currently meets the majority of the Salmon Safe requirements, but we see the biggest return on investment for this program in improving our facilities. In particular, we're looking forward to developing a site master plan in coordination with City Fleet to upgrade our maintenance operations facilities. Many of the conditions for Salmon Safe certifications would be addressed in our site master plan and the subsequent development, and the master plan will include a comprehensive stormwater management plan for the maintenance yards. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of Salmon Safe.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Harrelson and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Jane Bakary. I'm the Watershed Services Manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. On behalf of BES, I'm really pleased to be here today to celebrate Portland certification as the first and hopefully not the last Salmon Safe City. The Salmon Safe certification, as Susan explained, provides an independent third-party validation of the way that we do business is protective of the environment so that we don't create problems for future generations. Imagine if we had this kind of certification when the city built its first combined sewer and we made a decision to have overflows go into the Willamette. So we're pleased that Salmon Safe has recognized leadership, the value, and the benefits of our work to date. How Portland conducts business directly impacts both the Willamette and the Columbia River watersheds, including the salmon that swim past the city and swim up to the headwater streams and then pass back through the city towards the Pacific Ocean. Environmental Services is responsible for managing wastewater and stormwater treatment and the overall health of our watersheds, making sure that we continually protect public health, water quality, and the environment. The Salmon Safe Report commends our current efforts and identifies opportunities for improvement, enabling us to strengthen our commitment to environmental leadership. BES has worked very closely with Salmon Safe to meet the requirements within the current work plans and business model that we have today. In other words, Salmon Safe conditions are ways for us to improve existing plans and programs and to have better outcomes for salmon. They are not new or extraneous efforts. One example of this is Condition 5, which requires an objective assessment of our in-stream projects. BES will update the model that we have used in the past and we're intending to update in the next 5 years. However, as a result of the Salmon Safe report, we are proposing to accelerate the update of this model and to use it differently this time around in a way that complements and informs our stormwater system planning efforts and prioritizes coupled stormwater and in-stream improvements. Moreover, we will use the results to fine-tune our adaptive management efforts so that we're constantly improving and using ratepayer dollars more efficiently. Environmental Services is looking forward to working with Salmon Safe and our sister bureaus to improve stormwater planning and prioritization, project evaluation and monitoring, and erosion control coordination. These recommendations converge seamlessly with the ongoing efforts that we have to use ratepayer dollars wisely. Salmon Safe certification will keep Environmental Services striving to operate and plan ahead with sustainability and low-impact goals in mind. We also hope that Portland's Salmon Safe certification will encourage other public utilities to employ business models and incorporate sustainability and good watershed practices. Salmon Safe is a point of pride for the community and also enables us to meet our regulatory mandates, especially as they become stricter in the future. Adopting Salmon Safe practices today will hopefully become conventional and guide our business practices in the future. We're really proud today that our city has received the certification, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you all. Questions for this panel of leaders inside city government?
Just a preview, Mayor. We have a time certain scheduled for, I think, the day after the election.
November 9th. So.
Yeah,
everyone will be exhausted from late night parties, but we'll be presenting an update and a closeout on the Crystal Springs initiative.
Oh yeah, great.
And I think there's no current initiative of BES that more clearly frames, you know, the focus now on salmon and the health of our salmon and the dividends to our watershed and our community. So we look forward to that.
You're here. Thank you. Thank you all very much. We have another panel here, Dan Kent from Salmon Safe and Jim Bruneau from Willamette Valley Vineyards. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Dan Kent, Executive Director and co-founder of Salmon Safe. Congratulations today to the City of Portland, the first city in the world to complete a comprehensive assessment with an independent third-party verification organization with the goal of reducing its impacts in its watershed. Working at sites across the city for more than 3 years with our independent science team to evaluate the operations of city bureaus with respect to impacts on the Willamette River, we saw firsthand the commitment of city workers to ensuring that Portland does its part to protect our urban watershed. I want to extend Salmon Safe's appreciation and also the appreciation of our independent science team to the five service delivery bureaus that were mentioned by Susan and were the core implementation team for this project, and also to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for coordinating with Salmon Safe and our science team over the last few years. And I want to thank you, Mayor Hales, in particular, for your World Environment Day challenge to the city to follow the lead of Portland Parks and seek Salmon Safe certification across core facilities and operations. Salmon Safe has been here before in front of the council in our longtime work with Portland Parks, as was mentioned. But just as a reminder, we're an environmental certification organization focused on water quality protection and habitat conservation. Salmon Safe provides rigorous third-party audits of an organization's watershed impacts, and we also provide the framework of an environmental management system for reducing those impacts over time. For Portland, our work started with a comprehensive gap analysis of citywide programs, policies, and plans related to environmental management, and then expanded to bureau-by-bureau inspections all across the city, looking at sites ranging from streets under construction to operations yards, to motor pool fueling stations, to fire station equipment washing, to graffiti removal, and countless other practices and sites that have the potential to contribute polluted runoff to the Willamette River. Today, we are honored to present the Salmon Safe Cross-Bureau Certification Report, which you have in front of you. The report includes conditions for certification that are the actions that the city will take with respect to continuous improvement. That means further efficiency with respect to water conservation, for example, and many other examples of ongoing improvement in environmental management. Portland is the first city to achieve Salmon Safe certification, but the impact of Portland's commitment is even greater because it joins a movement in the private sector. Salmon Safe started in the late 1990s, working first with vineyards in the Willamette Valley, and we're now working with more than 300 vineyards and wineries from British Columbia down into the Rogue Basin of Southern Oregon. Jim Bruneau, founder of Willamette Valley Vineyards, is here today to talk about his work with Salmon Safe over nearly two decades. In our work on the urban landscape, Salmon Safe principles have been embraced by leaders ranging from Nike at its world headquarters campus to Gertie Needland, to Lewis and Clark College, to Portland State University. In Seattle, developer Vulcan is working to develop an entire district of the city, a whole neighborhood at South Lake Union, applying Salmon Safe principles in large-scale development. As we've worked through this first-ever third-party assessment of how a major city impacts its watershed, we've realized that Portland is just the beginning. Every city impacts its watershed, and it is our intention that Portland can serve as a model for other West Coast cities that will be challenged by Mayor Hales to also achieve Salmon Safe certification. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bruneau, welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. My name is Jim Bruneau. I'm the founder of Willamette Valley Vineyards, just south of Salem, but in this market area. You know, the Salmon Safe has been leading this environmental sustainable effort for nearly 20 years. And over that time, as he's mentioned, there's now over almost 350 vineyards from British Columbia, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and now so certified through several different certifying agencies that are scientific, third-party, audited organizations. One is called LIVE, Low Input Viticulture Oenology. That's the largest. But there's others, like Oregon Till, that's an organic certifying organization, and also Demeter, which is a certification for biodynamic practices in the vineyards. But all these lead up to preserving and maintaining health in the soil and also in all of our waterways and our habitats. In addition, we also have worker provisions that are provide for safety and involvement in the decision-making that relate to our practices. I did bring a few examples just to show you how we tell this story. And the reason why I wanted to come today was because this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. Because when Portland, the city of Portland, takes this step to tell the world of the commitment that you're making, it helps all of us who are following these practices and trying to convince people of their value. It gives us a great way of telling that story. the years ago, people would buy products or services based upon price and value. But more and more, people are making a choice based upon price, value, and values. And the largest part of where we get support for our products and services as entrepreneurs here in the Northwest and in Oregon comes from people who travel here and experience Oregon firsthand. And now they'll be able to make a decision to travel to America's only city that is salmon safe. So thank you so much.
Thank you. So what do you have in your show and tell bag there? The product itself.
Wow.
This is a neck hanger that we use. Plus, you can turn the bottle over.
All right. Wow. I don't think we'll drink this right here, right now. So the label says, Salmon Safe, on the label. This wine has been created using healthy agricultural practices that help keep our rivers clean enough for salmon to thrive. So we should be looking for that label on the wine that we buy, should we not? You're here.
Mayor, I wanted to add that over this time, this last 20 years, Oregon, as you know, produces actually a fairly small fraction of the world that's produced in the nation and actually what's consumed in the nation. But the reviewing organizations like Wine Spectator magazine, even though only about 1% of Oregon wines are the ones that are reviewed in Wine Spectator magazine, over the highest percentage of scores above 90% of the scores in Wine Spectator approaches about 20% of the wines reviewed. So these practices not only are important to our health and to all the health of all living creatures, but it actually, following these practices, leads to quality, and it leads to a much better outcome for consumers.
That's great. Thank you both very much. And it's an honor. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's suspend the rules. I think this is a big deal. Okay, we may have some folks that want to speak on this resolution before we take action. Do you have anybody signed up?
One person, Mary Eng.
Okay, Mary, come on up.
Howdy. What was your company name, sir? I just wanted to thank you very much. That was
Lamet
fabulous.
Valley Vineyards.
Valley Vineyards.
Lamet
thank you
Valley
so much for your presentation. You know, there's a little funny joke I have to tell you. Because I'm a police brutality activist, I was framed with a false weapon so I could be beaten up on the steps of City Hall, and that was a corkscrew. So now we have the missing ingredient of the corkscrew plot. Of course, the DA had to drop the charges because it was a fake sting to get revenge on me for being an ADA advocate. So I find it hilarious because I love organics, even though I'm not a drinker, and I don't bring corkscrew. You can search my bags if you want to. No corkscrew in there. Mm-hmm. But we do worry about alcoholism with the police chief, and so does the DOJ. And that's kind of an interesting coincidence. And I don't know which one of you drink or have drinking problems, but I do want you to show some seriousness about your job and seriousness about tourism. We had an international boycott of Portland declared by Sean King, a pretty famous activist who's on a lot of media channels due to the brutality out there. So out of one side of your mouth, you may be talking about biodynamics and water preservation and respect of the salmon. I just want to really put out there that I am vegan in diet. I don't eat cheese, milk, honey. I don't believe in eating animals. Sometimes wine processing really needs a higher level of certification to be certified vegan because some of the clarification processes with wine make it actually not vegan. So I want to say that just because you're vegan or go to VegFest or support vegetarianism or nonviolence in your way of living doesn't mean that you can't understand and respect the spiritual aspects of the relationship with the land and the water and the salmon that was arising in the indigenous people who were colonialized and exploited through this nasty pattern of dominance, destruction, industrialization, pollution, and bioaccumulation. And the principle of bioaccumulation is that every bit of smog or lead or toxics or pharmaceuticals that are in our water and our air will soak into organic matter so that if a fish eats another fish that has bioaccumulated toxicity, you have toxic buildup. And right now we have a system of overfishing in our in our oceans that has not replenished the stock. So I have 29 full seconds. I thank you so much for not being rude today, Charlie. What got into you? Did your city attorneys talk to you? Who do they work for? I mean, who is the city? Are we the city or are you the city? Because we are ultimately their actual clients, we, the people of Portland. You represent us and you are our servant, and we have asked you to resign for your failures of leadership. Not to say you haven't done good things, and I want to be positive. I said I love you, and I said resign. So I'm saying I resign, and I love you. It's in your best interest.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Bye. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the points that I like being brought up was on the Salmon Safe certification toward new development projects, and such as Paul Allen at Vulcan Real Estate, who has a real concern on the environment, on the salmon, and enjoys his very beautiful yacht, the Octopus, that he enjoys quite a bit out on the ocean. But the reality is that when people begin to focus on this and understand that we need clean water, clean air, and we need to focus on that, because in the past we have had entities and businesses begin to put profit over protecting the environment. And from the city of Portland's position, I'll use an example, is that when we're talking stormwater runoff, such as at the Willamette boat ramp, we need to focus on these properties and also understanding when we're allowing things to go into the water and when we're talking dredging. The city can make a stand and understand best practices aren't to take contaminated silt from the Willamette and dump it into the center of the Columbia. When you allow that to happen and do not speak up, that is not salmon safe. You have to stand up and speak up and say, it may cost more money. We might need to go to the Oregon Marine Board and get some type of a grant, but you do not pour pollution into the river. Society is stepping up now. We're not putting up with it anymore. We're not happy about the Superfund cleanup. And by the way, the Superfund cleanup, get ready, Governor Brown, because I'm proposing to drop the whole bill on you. And you can pay for all the submersible land pollution and then worry about getting funded down the line. But you can take care of your submersible land since you own it and pay the whole bill. And I'm not talking $1 billion. I want you to pay $10 billion for the Portland Harbor Superfund cleanup, and you figure out where you're going to get that money. And again, we need to stop polluting the river. Stop allowing the city of Portland to get permits to remove toxic silt from the Willamette and dump it into the Columbia, and then get your salmon safe certification, which I think you should have it pulled for those type of actions, and that is you, Commissioner Fritz, allowing that to happen, not speaking up, and stopping you from polluting this beautiful river that should never have been polluted to begin with. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911, and I want to congratulate you on the Salmon Safe. It's just unfortunately that the women and children in this community are not safe. The 12th of this month, police beat and pepper sprayed women and shoved them downstairs, including one that was missing a leg and injured a lady that had brain surgery. And like Keith Davis has said several times, this city is known to be the number one city for child trafficking. So instead of having the police do what they're supposed to be doing, which is enforcing the laws, you send them against peaceful protesters in riot gear, and you beat up women and children, and you pepper spray the women and children. That's not cool, you know. And, you know, you might get awards and say how salmon safe this is, but the women and children of this community are not safe. They're not safe under your command because you don't know what's, you know, you're the you're the police commissioner, and you just allow the police to brutalize women and children, and you think that's good. You don't put any money forward to, or very little money forward to stop child trafficking in this town. I'd be ashamed of myself if I were you. In fact, what nothing I have to say is you should resign, Mayor. You're not doing nothing. You're not. You took the hat of police commissioner, you know, and you're not doing anything. All you are is a conflict of interest between the mayor's office and the police department, you know. And this city is a standing joke. You know, people are going to sit there and say, "Yeah, it's Salmon Safe," but yet you brutalize women and children and disabled people. I've brought up several times about the parking of disabled people along Waterfront Avenue. Business owners sit there and park in 2-hour, 3-hour spots and not in spots where, you know, the exempt plates, where they can park with exempt placards, when they got exempt placards in their car. And then when someone that's disabled wants to go down and enjoy the waterfront or go down by the fire department or go down by the piers, they got to park 5, 6, 7 blocks away because these business owners are taking up these spots that the disabled people should have. Charlie, you need to pay attention to your city, not sit up in the mayor's office and talk and kick it with just the rich people. You need to see what this city's about. You needed to go out there and experience getting pepper sprayed like these women and children were.
Okay, thanks very much. Next, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the runoff that goes into our rivers and our oceans. And I was here on the 12th when you had like a cluster of people that were being pushed out the back door. I'm going to talk about pepper spray and chemicals and that running off into the river. But before I get to that point, while all the pepper spray was going on in here and in the stairs, there was a cluster of people, and I was outside and I was watching, and I honestly thought that I was watching a murder happening before my eyes. There was a young man being trampled while people are being also simultaneously being pepper sprayed. Pepper spray all on the street. They're using it all on the street. It's running into our oceans. How does that affect the fish? I don't think you care. I mean, if you don't care about people being having chemical weapons deployed on them, I just really doubt that you care about Salmon Safe City. Or you're trying, but it's such a joke. It's such a joke that you sit here and you're acting like you're doing something nice, and you almost murdered somebody. I think that was the intention. There's a woman, her name is Sarah Long. She was sprayed with pepper spray, and she's sitting outside. It's on video, and she's suffering for like 15 to 20 minutes straight. You hear it on the video, and the police are just surrounding her. You know, safe city? That's a joke. There's chemical weapons sprayed all over the city in a place where we have rain, and it rains on that chemical, runs into the oceans. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Give me back my phone. I had my phone taken away. I was let off at midnight after there's absolutely I have been arrested twice for asserting my First Amendment rights. I was left to fend for myself. After midnight, I was released, a woman, without anything, because my bags were stolen. My phone is stolen. You all still have my phone, even though there's absolutely no charges against me. It was a false imprisonment, I think. I don't really know why I was ejected and put in jail. I was taken out of this city hall, domestic violence style, without
Thanks
anybody. Nope, I still have 2 seconds. Don't interrupt me.
Actually, you're done. Mr. Wilkins, go ahead.
Give me back my phone.
On this issue last week, I talked about students making their own bottled water.
Put your name in the record, though.
Oh, sorry. Shedrick Wilkins. My view is that it'll take thousands of years to clean up the Willamette River, let it flush naturally. Lightning talks about $10 billion. I don't think it will do any effect. My own view is...
Folks, do not interrupt. Go ahead, please.
In 1996, there was a flood in which President Clinton came out of Mayor Vierekatz. It almost flooded over the banks of the Willamette River. We also dipped into the Columbia River well water for the first time, and then there's accusations there's radon. About that time, or maybe Hanford, my daughter got bladder cancer. My thing is, I think at that time, they should have issued a warning that pregnant women and young children should not drink the water and drink bottled water. Okay? I don't believe in this idea that you can... I'm sorry, like, we have contaminated the water. We're never, it's impossible to clean it up. And we should spend more money making sure when children are young, they have a sensitive immune system. We're bigger. We're adults. My daughter was... conceived, or she was just born when we had drank in this water. Okay, I think we should make a science in Oregon, since we like water and we have a low population, of filtering water. Okay, I make a joke that I drink beer because it comes from Wisconsin and they boil it, and it's got fluoride in it. But that's okay. I mean, I'm just saying that's pure water, and the Bullwan water is not. Filtered. It's unfiltered. So just drink bottled water, and I like to encourage high school students to make distilled water that's pure and give it to the fountains or something. Stop this idea that you're going to have pure water. It's impossible. And it's not a local problem. All major rivers in the United States, like Michigan, are contaminated.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
I'll finish.
Okay, anyone else? All right, then let's take a vote, please, on the resolution.
Novick?
I really appreciate the work of the bureaus and of Salmon Safe. I just want to call out some of the plaudits that Salmon Safe gave to the Bureau of Transportation at page 13 of the report. PBOT employs significant management practices and programs that are innovative and consistent with Salmon Safe standards, including an innovative stormwater wetland treatment system recently installed on a two-acre section of the Albina storage yard, the Sunderland facility, a well-managed facility for bulk composting large quantities of leaves from street sweeping and on-site stormwater treatment through a swale and rain garden. There is minimal input of herbicides, fertilizers, and irrigation in green space areas. There is good coordination and partnership with other bureaus and jointly managed sites. So I think we can all be proud of our bureaus. We really appreciate the work of Salmon Safe. We appreciate the existence of Salmon Safe. And I also want to say that although salmon, of course, are the symbol of the Northwest, we all care deeply about salmon. We also do care about other species, and I hope that sometime in the near future, a Be Safe certification organization will arise to applaud the city for efforts such as Commissioner Fritz's efforts to ban neonicotinoids for the use in our parks. Aye.
Ma'am, you may not interrupt. Please, no more interruptions. Let people speak, whether they're here as citizens or members of the council. Please proceed.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and congratulations. This is fabulous. I didn't realize we were the first Salmon Safe City. It's the kind of thing that would come to council if you were running for re-election. Yay, and well done. And I want to reflect that you were able to get this done in partnership with your bureaus as well as all the other work that you've been doing because you've been dedicating yourself to the work that you were elected to do. So I want to thank you for that. I was a bit confused at first because I thought, well, we've done this before, haven't we? And then, of course, you explained that, yes, indeed, we have done it for the Parks Bureau. Jim Francesconi was the commissioner in 2004 when we first did it. Commissioner Fish got it recertified in 2012. And so it's fun to be passed on such a legacy of great work in the parks and then have this partnership between the other bureaus. I want to particularly thank Roberta Jortner, who's back from retirement because she cares so much about this and she spent her career doing good things for the city. And so I thank you all very much. I know that Roberta's retired because I went to the retirement. I've learned not to say thanks to anybody else because they are retired, because if I haven't been told it by my staff, I tend to make mistakes that people then tell me that they're not retired. So, so if any of you are also retired, thank you for coming back. And thank you, everybody, for this. It's good to celebrate that we actually do some things right, so we can have a salmon-safe city in the midst of a super fund, which we're all committed to cleaning up. I also want to thank Willamette Vineyard for the gift of the wine, which the mayor and I will accept on behalf of the city. As you all know, that we have a very strict lobbying and gift rules, and rather than be rude and asking how much this has cost, we will donate it to a community event so that everybody in the community who happens to be at that event can enjoy it. Thank you very much. Aye.
Yes.
Mayor, I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz said, and thank you for putting an ambitious marker on the table and leading this effort. And I want to tell you how proud I am of the work of the two utilities, the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services, for stepping up and being part of this effort. And it has become ingrained in their culture to think about these issues. Sustainability, salmon safe, these are not ancillary to their mission. It's core to their mission. And I love that comment that the gentleman from the vineyard said, that our competitive advantage in the future is price, value, and values. And I've thought about that. I haven't heard it stated so succinctly. We know, for example, at the utilities, that people tell us good value trumps price if they get good value. And now we're saying values in addition to value and price. So that's a good outcome. We're proud to be part of this, and we will continue this work even as you move on to the next challenge in your life. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to congratulate Mayor Hills for bringing this home and getting Portland to be the first salmon-safe city. It's quite an honor, and I also wanted to commend the five or six bureaus that are involved. And while water and sewer and transportation and parks seem like likely suspects, having Portland Fire and Rescue also be part of the salmon-safe and think about things like runoff when they wash their vehicles and how to keep that out of our storm sewers is also an important part of being salmon safe. So I appreciate Portland Fire and Rescue being at the table too. Pleased to support this. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I want to thank my colleagues because this has, as you just mentioned, been a multi-bureau effort. So each of us has had people working on this challenge and on being the best. And I appreciate that very much. I also want to say, I've used this phrase a couple of times, and I'm going to embarrass her again. This is typical Susan Anderson. And that is, when I say typical Susan Anderson, it means that we're doing something better and first, but we're doing it in a way that brings people together. And I'm not quite sure how she does it, but she does it again and again, and I appreciate her very much in this work. I also want to thank Jackie Dingfelder, who was a member of my staff, who was a big proponent of this, along with Zach Lanosky and Brian Worley, who are there still advocating for this in our office. It is good that Portland sets the tone for other cities. I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen in transit. I've seen it happen in lots of progressive causes. So, Dan, we appreciate the fact that you've put us through a very rigorous analysis and that we've passed, and that now we get to pass it on. Well done all around. Thank you all very much. Aye. I understand Dan may have